To be going up shortly on our website. If anyone's having trouble finding it, you can find it, I'm sure, on the governor's site. It's probably, I know it's on City Beat, but that's one of our main goals right now. Obviously, we've shut down every program event that we had at least through May. We've got a couple in June that we're hoping we'll be able to do, but at this point, it's kind of still fluid. But so we've shifted from that and still working, on advocacy. We've contacted our federal folks on a couple of issues, one being 501c6 organizations, which is what the Chamber of Commerce is not included in anything right now. They said that'll probably be in the next round of stimulus. So, we've been in contact about other things. So we're still working in that regard. But our main goal right now is to just get information out to our members, try to connect them with people that can help them, give them information that can help them. And so on our website, bartlesville.com, is a whole lot of different resources for businesses. So I was on a call yesterday I don't know how many people are on the call, but it was with the Department of Commerce and had some really good updates and good information from that call. And so we've taken that information and, once again, I said, put it on our website, and we have been directly communicating with our members through email, social media, out to the general public as much as we can. But that's our main mission right now, is just to keep people updated and go from there. So,
and there are some businesses that simply had to alter their operations.
Right.
They're still open.
They're still open.
And
it's
especially our local businesses, you got to support them, folks.
Yeah, and that's one thing we tried to do is restaurants in particular, everybody kind of seems to keep focusing on that, but they are definitely having to do business different. I know some have chosen to go ahead, that can each day you see a different one. Some have just flat out closed, but a lot of them are open. They're open for curbside pickup. I went to Boomerang yesterday for lunch, and it was like going to the car hop. They know what kind of car will you drive, and I pulled right up, and they, brought it out, and it was just a quick, easy exchange. So a lot of businesses are doing, the curbside pickup. Obviously, if you have drive through, that's great. But a lot of our, sit down normal dining restaurants don't have that, so they're doing curbside pickup. And we put together, that's the first thing we did last week. In fact, on Monday, I think we did that. The days kind of blur together, but we compiled a list of the latest status. The problem is it changes daily,
Sometimes
restaurants are, are trying to figure it out, but we did put a list together of what we started with our members first. That was our first priority. Now we're circling back around. We care about the entire community, whether they're part of the chamber or not, whether they've chosen to, be a member or not. But our first priority was to just get something. And we put out a list of all our member restaurants and what their status was, dine in or not dine in, but, if they were doing curbside, carry out, and gave an update on that, sent that out, blasted that out. And now, like I said, we're kind of circling back around with those that aren't, quote, chamber members, but it our community as a whole is what really matters right now. And we want all businesses to succeed and be able to weather and get their way through this. So, and it is, like you said, it's going to take all of us doing our part, trying to support them. I left a bigger than normal tip at the, for her yesterday at Boomerang. Just, the servers are, they're hurting, so it's tough times, but.
I did pretty much the same thing yesterday, too, with one of my favorite local restaurants. I think I shocked the poor gal when she came out in her rubber gloves, handed me a plastic bag. Here's your order.
Take it. I know.
Whoa!
You feel bad for the servers. They're still out there on the front lines, as are so many people. Especially those that, in the hospital, medical field, first responders, pharmacies. Big shout out to those people. That's
keeping us safe.
On the food lines, the stockers. There's been lots of shouts out to those folks, that I just listed, because they're, I know people are getting frustrated every time you go to the store, you can't find toilet paper. And it's like, I don't understand the mentality of hoarding that, but
it's not going to cure anything.
It's not. And if people would just buy what they know, if you're down to a few rolls at the house, just go buy a package like you normally would. You don't need to buy, six. Of course, now they're limiting that, I think, at most places, but shout out to those people. And, just give them a little grace. they're doing the best they can. Everybody's wavering and going through uncharted waters. Mm-hmm. And that's, you just got to extend a little grace. When the lady tells you you can't have five packages of toilet paper, somebody was telling me they were there, and the lady, you know, at the checkout was like, I've been cussed out more times than I care to, because, you know, she goes, I can't let them have, you know, and it may not just be toilet paper, but they, you know, she made them put back some things. She took it out of their cart and they got all hostile about it. And it's like, this is not Bartlesville. This is not how we should be acting. You know, let's go back to World War II days when everybody just seemed to help neighbor, you know, neighbor helping neighbor. And so,
you know, we read a lot about that. We hear a lot about that from our parents, grandparents, and whatnot, and how a lot of differences were put aside just so that we could get by.
Get through and make the sacrifices. Man, you talk about sacrifices they made back then, you know. Yeah,
nothing.
we're
not doing anything compared to
what they did. Yeah, so just need to pull back a little bit to those times, and we'll get through this.
We want to remind people that there are plenty of opportunities to maybe get some things done if you're a business that has to shut down. I was reminded that if you need a little repair work, you don't have customers in your showroom. If that's been on your plan to, you know, maybe get the floor done or maybe get some things taken care of, call the crews in now while you got
the
time.
That's true, because construction is essential. So
it is very essential.
So you can call them in.
Yeah, you know, so they'll answer the phone. They really will.
Yeah. You know, speaking of businesses hurting, there are several things. Secretary Copeland yesterday in the call said that he encourages businesses to talk to their banks, because apparently with the stimulus package, which hopefully to goodness will pass the rest final hurdle today, but there'll be a lot more banks will have a lot more flexibility than they've had in the past, and there's some really good things coming down the pike that they should be able to help with. You can also, most businesses probably know this by now, but SBA disaster loan relief, there's loans for that. They are, they talked about that, and I have a board member who has actually walked, I think, five businesses through this process, and it's been hard, because in fact yesterday the site was down. I think it was just the overload of people trying to get in, trying to apply, and they encourage people to do it like on off hours. Middle of the night's the best. And my board member said that's when they got four of theirs to actually go through, was from 1 to 4 a.m. And I'm like, when do you ever sleep? And times like this we don't. But the one they did to get go through the during the day, it kept resetting. It took about 6 hours to get through. And what they said on the call is to apply first. If you go to just go to the SBA site and look under disaster loan program. It gives you the information there. There's like three circles when you go on the site. You can apply online there. They said apply and then they will contact you. I know that my board member, they just went ahead and submitted and did the whole entire process. And, you know, his words of wisdom were, I'd rather be at the front of the line and find out we don't need it or it's not going to qualify or we don't work than to wait and be at the end of the line and, you know, go ahead and try to do it now. What we're trying to do is we're trying to find some more resources where we can hook people up and help businesses walk through that process, because it is obviously, it's complicated. You just need to have all your documents, things in a row, ready to go. And that's, you know, not always the easiest to accumulate everything and get it in the format and how they exactly want it. So if you really are having issues, I would encourage you, call the chamber. And we do have a few resources that can help. We just can't overload, you know, people that are wanting to do this. And they're doing it free of charge out of the goodness of their heart. They just want to see our community succeed. They want to see our businesses make it. So, but it's very, very time consuming on their end too, and, you know, smaller staff and that kind of thing. But we're looking for some other folks, resources that we can plug people together and help, you know, these small businesses, you know, weather the storm and get through. One thing that was good that they talked about, that it's a line of credit. You can apply up to $2 million. You know, most people aren't going to need $2 million to get through, because this is not for large, they didn't define. They were being pretty general in this call, but large businesses can apply. I'm not sure what the definition of large. You can find it on the site, they said. And I didn't get that deep into it, but you can apply for up to $2 million. Now, it's a line of credit. It's a 3.75 for profit, 2.75 for nonprofits, and it's a 30-year term loan, but they encourage people to apply for more than what you think you might need to get you through. And at this point, you know, is this going to be over in a couple of weeks where business kind of gets back to normal, or is this going to go on for another, you know, 2 months? Mm-hmm. So at this point, people aren't sure how much to apply. So they encourage people to apply for more than what they think they might need because it's actually a line of credit. You're not penalized. If you've applied for $2 million and you only used $400,000, that's all you're going to be
assessed.
Assessed for. So, you know, if you don't use it, great. Hopefully you won't need it. You won't use it. But it's nice to know that you've got that line of credit if you were to need it to get you through. So, and with the stimulus package coming through, a few things may change. That's what's so hard with all this. Everything is so fluid and everything changes. As soon as we send something out, we sent out a memo yesterday and information. And it was like, you know, it was the governor's proclamation at the time. That was the vague one. And then we started getting calls. Are we essential? Are we non-essential? And I'm like, I don't want to make that call. My definition of essential is a lot more tight than what came out in his amended, you know, so that's what's hard. We send it out. And then this morning we're working on right now, sending out another one just in case, you know, people are missing it somewhere. Our goal is to just get relevant, helpful information to our members, and anybody can find that on our website at bartlesville.com also. It doesn't matter if you're part of the chamber or not, but that's directly who we're communicating with. That's who we have contacts for. But we're really, you know, trying to just stay ahead of the game and be that trusted source for resources and communication.
Well, that is great. I mean, that is something else. Like you say, I understand the frustration with a few things. Maybe we'll get some clarity once this big bill in Washington, D.C. finally gets passed.
Yes.
And then once that happens, maybe things will be just a little bit more in contrast and a little less fluid.
I hope so. They also were saying that the State Department, or it's not State Department, but the Department of Commerce, the state, is working on some of their own, like, state just specific stimulus type things. And there were some really exciting things that they were talking about in that. You know, they've got a lot of details to work out on the ins and outs of it. But I do think there's going to be, if you're tenacious enough as a small business owner to not just throw up your hands and go, it's just too much to wade through. But I think you can wade through with assistance. And if you'll dig in there and look, I think, like I said, hopefully the assistance will be there to get you through this.
And remember, you're not alone.
Right. And then let's talk people that have lost their jobs at this point. I mean, that's what's hard. And have you lost your job permanently, or is it just until the business gets back up and going? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very, very hard. But they said that there are a lot of jobs now. This is a statewide call. So once again, you know, I don't know how in Bartlesville, I did not get a chance yesterday to look, but they encourage people to go to a site called okjobmatch.com. He referred to that several times, spoke very, very highly of the site, talked about how many jobs were still out there. And then, of course, the Oklahoma Employment Security Commission, you know, unemployment, they work with folks. I think they're overwhelmed. He said they have 3,000 to 4,000 apps per day coming through there. So, but once again, you know, if you're the individual that's the, you know, caught in circumstances here and have lost your job, you might try that just to see what's out there, what's available, and definitely go to the Oklahoma Employment Security Commission. Those folks are wonderful. They've got tons of programs that can help people. They'll be the most relevant information as far as, you know, unemployment and that kind of thing. And I know there's some really good stuff coming out with the stimulus package to help and extend benefits, that kind of thing. So you got to get after it and start researching and just, you know, getting through it.
Sherry with the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce, appreciate you coming in. Phone numbers once again?
918-336-8708. And a lot of this information, most of these links and things can be found at bartlesville.com. And there's a big box on our homepage. You know, it says resources for business. And there's all sorts of information on that.
I want to thank you very much. And here's hoping that we get
some next time we visit that it'll be different.
Well, I think it will be.
For the better, for the better.
For the better. Thank you very much. And you've been listening and watching our community